Well, good morning, morning star travelers. Welcome to a new episode of What God Is Saying to Those Who Are Hearing Right Now in Multidimensional Time. What God is saying, I've already told you, He's separating those who are His from those who are not. Those who are not His are those who are walking by sight in linear time. Linear time is not God's timing. He's not operating in linear time. So you cannot walk by faith and be looking at linear time. That's walking by sight. God is talking to His body, those who are hearing. And that's how God can tell us in advance what He's doing, what His timetable's going to look like, because it has nothing to do with linear time. So if you're hearing and listening, God is telling you ahead of time just what He's doing next in advance. That's where He wants to author and finish our faith, to be hearing what He's saying about the reality so that you can walk by faith and not live by sight in what man thinks His reality is, because there's a delusion out there. And if you're walking by sight, you're going to be in the delusion. God's separating us so that we're not going to be caught in the delusion. If you're spending your time listening to other people on YouTube and that's your source of hearing, you're walking by sight. So that's the first half of my message. I don't want to elaborate on that too long, because if you're hearing, you know that you're hearing already. The next example I want to give you is that the end time church is living like Daniel did in the midst of Babylon. The end time church separated themselves from the ways of Babylon. The minute Daniel and his friends got to Babylon, they separated themselves from the way those people's lifestyle was. They were not living carnal lives. They separated themselves from partaking of the king's table. That meant a lifestyle, the Babylonian carnality lifestyle that was being lived there. Daniel and his friends were consecrated, separated unto the Lord. They survived in the chaos of Babylon because they didn't associate with that lifestyle. They were kept by the Lord, holy and consecrated unto Him. They had favor with everyone. They didn't go around murmuring about the government and the way things were going. They had no influence on anything about the government unless God told them to speak something into the government, then they spoke. Other than that, they just lived a charmed life. Everybody liked them, of course, except for the other wise men. But they were an example on how to walk above and separated from governments. If you studied the book of Daniel, you would know that in between the end of chapter 4 and the beginning of chapter 5, there were so many coups, Daniel didn't even write about them. Did they have any effect on Daniel and his friends? No. Daniel and his friends weren't affected in the least by governments. Governments came and went, kings came and went, and Daniel and his friends just carried on the same old way they always did. It was God keeping them in all their ways. Today you have the church that calls himself the church, dependent on their government, acting like if the president isn't, succumbing to them, that the whole thing is going to fall apart because they're so into their government. They're murmuring constantly about their government. They're walking by sight. So if you don't separate yourself from Babylon, which is now the world systems is Babylon, you have to separate yourself from it if you want to be hearing from God in these days, because everybody's walking by sight. Nobody even hears what it means to walk by faith. That means it doesn't matter what's going on out there. The only thing that is going on is what did God say is going on. If you're not hearing from Him, then you're walking by sight. So come out from among those systems. Stop looking to your government for anything, friend. If you're not dependent on God, because yes, tribulation came on Daniel and his friends for one purpose, so they could lift up a standard that their God was in charge and He was going to deliver them. God can't deliver you if you're like looking to your government to help you. If you're like looking to man like Nebuchadnezzar as your king or something. You got to separate yourself to hear. You can only be hearing what He's saying. You got to consecrate your life to be separated unto the Lord if you want to be hearing, because the separation is coming. So, there'll probably be a little bit more about this because I'm hearing a lot more as the day goes by. So, read the messages. I don't always make a video about every message. So, there's a lot of words on there about some carnal information concerning walking by sight. And just pursue Jesus and keep your eyes on Him. And, don't rely on anything concerning man, and don't be walking by sight, because we walk by faith, and that's how we're going to stay lifting up a standard. Remember, governments came to Daniel for wisdom. It wasn't the other way around. So God bless you, and if you need prayer, call the prayer line. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.